frustrating is a night like this for you when you get a lot of opportunities, you get a lot of power plays, and just can't quite close the deal?
Yeah, I'm disappointed for the players. I mean, we had more than the double the chances for, gave up 12 chances against. Well, it's a good transition team, and they're working hard. Anaheim is a hard-working team, and they transition really well. Second goal against, that's what happened. But we had our chances. I mean, we 16 shots in the third period, 28 chances for total. These are the games we usually win.
Probably a similar answer, but your power play, you take probably some positives out of it. You've created a lot of opportunities, had a lot of shots, but at the end of the day, only get the one goal. Do you just take the positives and go from there, basically?
Well, yeah, of course. And then the power play is there to make a difference at times. Puck speed was right. We had our chances. As the game went on, I thought the power play was better and better. But seven chances on the power play, you want to score at least two. But we're really working on a few things on the power play, and they tried to execute it. We had some chances. Again, it's one of those games.
You're giving Adam Fantilli opportunities in pretty critical situations. I wonder if you could just assess not only his game, but how he's growing through these first five or six.
Well, he's an NHL player, and I've said it multiple times. I don't care about the age of the players, whether you're 35 years old or 18, 19 years old. If you're a player, you're a player, and he deserved to play the minutes he played, start the overtime, because he was a force for us tonight.
I mean, kind of building off that, he gets the opening of overtime, the faceoff. That's a big faceoff. You need to win that one.
Yeah.
Did you have to think, you know, hey, maybe Boone here, or did you say no? This is definitely Fantilli.
No, I thought the way he was playing and the pace of his game, and you want to put him in those situations where you want to see his character. We know he's got quite a bit. But that face-off, there was no chance he was going to lose it, and he didn't. So he's building trust with the coaches.
You know, when you draw, was it seven or eight power plays or whatever, like you said, you want to score more. But at just drawing that many, this is another continuation, I would think, like the three games in a row where you had the puck a lot and you were drawing those penalties. Is that something that you can kind of build on from this game, even though it was
That's a very good point, and I'm glad you bring it up. The reason why we had seven power plays, it's because we're moving our feet and we get into the battles and we're fighting hard for loose pucks. So there's a reason why we got so many power plays. I mean, the last one was a puck deflected. We're not part of it, but we're in the offensive zone, and they have to make a desperate play. So, but yes, that's the mindset. We want to be consistently pushing the pace, and when you do so, then you create your own power play. I call it you manufacture power plays, and that's what we did.
On the power play, it seemed like your guys weren't holding on to the puck. They were making quick passes, quick decisions. Is that one of the things you're working on?
Yeah, we're trying to move the puck quicker and quicker. The puck speed of the puck is one component on the power play. You see the good power plays in the league. The puck speed is there. You want to move it quick. PKs are so good. Goalies are so good. You have to make them move east to west and north south. And that's one of the components we're working on.
Elvis made some very big saves tonight for your team and continued to help the Jackets, you know, stay in this game. How important was his play to you guys tonight despite the loss?
Yeah, no, he played well. I mean, Elvis made some, like you said, some big saves. He's played a good hockey game. The goals against, you can't blame him. Turnover on the second goal. The first goal was the rush against, and that's a quick shot. Overtime, that's a breakaway. So Elvis is playing really well.
Ends up being a long day, and I know hockey players are creatures of routine. Was there anything you had to do or say to them to keep them going through that whole kind of delay there, or you just kind of trust them as pros to be able to handle it?
I trust them. I do. We went for a walk, the coaching staff. It was beautiful outside. But I trust them. It's the same. Like, the other team is facing the same thing, but we trust our guys.